person who carried out the attack. She had been under a doctor's care for an emotional disorder and recently legally purchased 7 guns. The Huntsville, Alabama police chief says 2 of his officers were ambushed answering a 911 call. One of the officers was killed. The other is hospitalized. One of Senator Rand Paul's staffers survived a brutal attack on the streets of D.C. He was stabbed multiple times. Stocks are sharply higher on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow's up 213 points, the NASDAQ 141 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Tens of thousands affected by the toxic water at Camp Lejeune are left with death, cancer, Parkinson's, dementia, birth defects, and other serious illnesses. And along with the harm, so many worries.
My family drank the Camp Lejeune water. What if our health gets worse and we need more financial help?
How do I protect my VA benefits and get the compensation I deserve and need?
The answer is simple. Call James Harris Law, the experienced, trusted law firm that can get you significant compensation while protecting all your VA benefits. We're already fighting for hundreds of Marines, families, and civilians who drank Camp Lejeune water. But if you miss the deadline, you could forever lose your right to the justice you deserve. So call our Camp Lejeune legal helpline now. Now may be your last chance to receive full compensation. Don't delay. Call 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to dry out for at least 2 or 3 more days before the next storm system arrives. Today, kind of cool for late March with a high and only in the upper 60s. At least some partial sunshine today, mainly clear tonight, chilly, overnight low 43. Tomorrow is a very nice day. Sunshine, comfortable, warmer, high 77. We're back to the mid-80s on Friday. We'll be dry during the day Friday, but another round of potentially strong storms in the overnight hours Friday night into early Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Sun. Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
1819 News.
An Alabama judge ruling over a case that involves the VCAP law here in Alabama has now ruled in favor of the state when it comes to certain documents. Last year, Judge Lyle Burks placed an injunction on the state ban of transgender surgeries and hormone therapy for those under the age of 19. Burke did so because of a lawsuit and the number of plaintiffs who referred to the various pro-transgender health groups and their studies as the reason to stop the law from going into place. One of those groups being the World Professional Association for Transgender Health. Now the state attorneys are requesting that the plaintiffs provide them with documents from WPATH. However, the plaintiffs in the lawsuit have filed a motion to quash to keep that from happening, saying it was a burden or an irrelevant request. Now Judge Burke has ruled in favor of the state in getting those documents from WPATH, saying that they are unquestionably relevant when it comes to diagnostic standards and standards of care regarding the transitioning of minors. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Cold weather is here, and you know what that means. Colds, the flu, and coronaviruses are running rampant. Your immune system needs protection, and that's why I love what my friends over at Centurion Labs are doing. Whether you've got a cough, sore throat, runny nose, or looking to strengthen your immune health, they have a safe and well-researched product you can trust. For a limited time, you can get 20% off your first bottle order when you visit CenturionLabs.com and use the promo code 1819. That's CenturionLabs.com, promo code 1819.
A drug deal apparently goes bad in Valley Grande and ends with one man being shot and killed, another man in the hospital, and a third behind bars. The shootout occurred this past weekend. Dallas County Sheriff Mike Grantham spoke to WAKA News.
There's only 2 ways the dope game can go. Number 1, either jail, or number 2, the graveyard.
I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMensHealth.com.
Spring is on us and summer is quickly approaching. Kickback Ranch and Event Center would like to share our amenities, whether it would be for your corporate event, church retreat, or just a weekend away with your family. We have cabins, cottages, and RV park with full hookups. Our event center is over 4,000 square feet, a commercial kitchen, and a large back deck overlooking one of our five lakes. Get your family together and make memories, canoeing, swimming, hiking, and enjoy the scenery at one of the most beautiful places in all the river region. Find us on Facebook or KickbackRanch.net. We are Kickback Ranch.
Need an electrician who's prompt, professional, knowledgeable, and courteous? You need Trustworthy Electric. Since 1994, your neighbors have trusted Trustworthy, and you can too. Call Trustworthy Electric today for service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome into Alabama Unfiltered Radio. This is not Scott. It's Amy Beth Shaver, but I thank you nonetheless for listening. Already a great conversation going this morning about several different topics related to what happened in Nashville. But first, let's jump back on the phone with Donkey Lori, who was asking a very good question. Donkey Lori, thank you for holding on. But let's finish what you started.
Okay. The question is, okay, when we talk about the diabolical plan of those who are running the show right now, and the gaslighting that's going on, whenever they're changing the rules where everyone gets a trophy, they're not keeping score, no more red marks on papers, everybody gets to pass the grade. It seems like a gaslighting process that's happening with the children where you're squashing the potential. Like, children want to achieve and be successful and get that trophy, make that A+. And if you take that away from them, the desire to get that goes away, and then they all become what Charles Schwab says, is that we will have nothing and we'll be happy to have nothing. Isn't it like part of the plan that the government is 100% in control of our lives?
They so are already
the equal minions that are just the worker bees, kind of like what Craig was talking about.
By Jove, I think you have it.
I'm sorry. You have to take the desire to achieve away. And what a better way to start that than with small children and saying, everybody's a winner. We don't keep score. Competition becomes something you take the competitiveness out of competition. You know, look at the young ladies in professional sports right now who are just, what is the word I'm looking for? It's like letting the air out of their sails. Because now they're having to compete against biological men who identify as women. I don't know if I make any sense. Maybe the break didn't help my brain.
No, you make a lot of sense. I think that it's super important to point out that we have a God-given nature to want to achieve. It's how we survive. It's not necessarily that we want to outdo somebody else. It's we want to see what we can do, what's possible. And so by the time kids get out of high school these days, it seems that their will to do anything more than to study to pass a test rather than to learn how to think for themselves is gone. And so now we are at the point, I agree with you 100% with women in sports. I've got a cousin who was at the Olympic level, swimming wise. And her mother, this is a couple summers ago, texted me and said, you won't believe this, but she's going to swim, or her best friends are going to swim against biological males. You're watching them definitely take the wind out of their sails. And so we're undoing what we did with all of the progress we made in women's sports because we're unwilling to even admit what a woman is. And so we are in the pot. We're boiled. For those of us who saw the ability, saw it and got out, now you're right. We've got to go back and warn everybody else. Like, if you see it, get out, but also understand that this is exactly what the government wants to do, is to wear us down, and so our will is gone, so that when Klaus Schwab said that, it was prophetic. We're there. Do you not think that we're there?
Oh, absolutely, we're there. You know, I've been all over this state and this country trying to explain to people what's going on around them. And those of us who have discernment, that God has given us the discernment to be able to see it for what it is, are so frustrated that the rest of them can't. And I'm thinking, they're your kids. Why are you allowed? Why is your child in public school being taught this garbage and taking away their ability to be all that they can be, to be what God made them to be? And therein lies the problem. God's got to go. Mm-hmm. You can't have a relationship with God and not be the best that you can be. So they got to take that away and get between the parents and the children, get between grandparents and children, get between God and their children. So if we go back and we look at Agenda 2020 from the United Nations, we can see where the first thing they had to do was make us not believe in energy production and go with sustainability. Everything has to be sustainability. The land, the cars, and the lady who wrote Hunger Games was actually talking about what the country was going to become if 2020 and 2030 were actually completely implemented. We would all be stuck in our own little groups. And if you look now, and I know I'm jumping, excuse me, but the workforce development and all of the bills that are in the legislature this session about workforce development and credentialing, an actual office of credentialing where they will direct the person into the job they are most suited for or what they have been trained for. Just like in Hunger Games, you know, they put everybody in the district, different districts. So, yeah.
It's where we are.
That's where we are.
Well, and it's Marxist keywords that drive me, buzzwords, keywords, whatever you want to say. Hey, let's get to the phones. Let's go to Miss Love. Miss Love, how are you today?
Oh, we all blessed, chosen, and he woke us up this morning. Didn't know an alarm clock woke us up. Hmm. I want to say this. We got to hold our teachers more accountable. I know back in the day when I had a child in school, I would go and visit the school. Sometimes I would see kids outside the classroom while the class is being taught inside the classroom. So what I did was write the principal, ask him that every child should not be outside of the classroom while class going on. Also, somebody told me that more than one person in the school told me, they were children, but they knew what they was talking about, that some of the teachers go with the students. Some of the male teachers, some of the female teacher. And then, too, the way they dress, you could tell it yourself. So I focus in on that. And then I focus in on the fact that a teacher should not allow a child to fail. And that would be the first contact that that teacher have had with the parent.
Well said.
I see where a teacher should be required before that child fails is to contact that parent. And what I did, since it was happening in that particular school, I took it upon myself, prayed about it, and then I sent a letter to the principal asking them, telling them I would provide envelopes, I would provide stamps, and even paper. But I wanted a weekly progress report on what my child was going to study so I could help that child with it. And that way, I knew. It's wrong for a child to fail and the parent not have already been contacted. We got to put the burden on the teacher. But also, we got to realize everybody is not on the same level. But when they're not on the same level, sometimes we target those who are not on the level what we think they are supposed to be on. We got to realize and we got to love people for whatever level they are on. I was the first black cheerleading coach for Maxwell Air Force Base. Okay? Every one of my cheerleaders had that what I call their 15 moments to shine in front of that whole crowd when they came. Okay? But even I, when they rotated in the military that was over the cheerleaders, went somewhere else. They wanted someone else to be the cheerleading coach. My daughter convinced me to do it. It was supposed to have 12 on each team, and they had three teams. That would have been 36 children. The paper was placed out. They started signing up. I went. It was almost full. I waited, prayed over it, waited, went back. Every name on that paper was crossed out. The person sitting behind the desk said, Miss Lewis, they found out you was black. So see, they didn't know me at all, but they had determined because of the color of my skin, they weren't going to allow me the opportunity. So I left the paper. You know what God did? God not only sent me 36 girls, God sent me 52 girls. Hmm. At cheerleading, we had our prayer. We learned scriptures. And one time, before it was over, the year was over, one lady, she finally came to me on the field. And she said, for 10 years, we have been fighting with this team. This year, every time they came to your girls, they would give, your girls would give them a scripture. There was no fight. We got to stop just judging somebody before we get to really know that. And we got to accept our children on any level. But we got to make our teachers do better. For your child to get an F in the class and you've never been notified by that teacher is wrong, ungodly, because that teacher did not do what a godly person would do. But let's realize everybody's not on the same level.
Yes, but
thank you, Ms. Love.
You know, the government has given us Common Core. Actually, it came from Agenda 2020, but our government, Obama's government, implemented Common Core. And what Common Core does is it makes everybody equal.
That's right.
So in order to make everybody of every level equal, you have to bring the lowest level up and the highest level down to the middle watermark, to the least, the average of the least. So until we get rid of Common Core, social emotional learning, diversity, equity, and inclusion, and critical race theory, our schools will always be on the bottom. We are last, almost last in the country, and it's because we have implemented Common Core back in 2012, and we were like in the middle of the pack, and we've gone downhill since. So, I mean, we can talk about, when we get back, talk about how Agenda 2020 flowed into 2030 with that whole situation.
Duke and Flower Child, will get to you on the other side of the break. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
Smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Bluebirds singing a song, nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Yeah. Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999. Or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh, man, I don't give that a second thought because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
LG Tinted Graphics is known for tinting vehicles, but did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Radio works.
It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson. I'm not Scott, but I'm Amy Beth, and I'm here with Ann Eubank. We're doing a lot of talk about education, but before we get to exactly what Agenda 2020, now 2030, was and is, and because I've got the information pulled up from the 60s, this is why I love you, because we have these things on our computers, right? And we know that this is where it's coming from, and we want our friends and listeners to know where it's coming from as well. And probably plenty of them do too, because that's why we're united in talk radio.
Exactly.
Like, we're like the policy wonks, like, oh, you have it too? Yeah. Yay! But before we do that, let's go to Duke, who's patiently waited. We appreciate you. How are you doing, Duke?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good.
I've been sitting here listening and education, I want to talk about that for a brief moment, but that's not the reason I called. But since we're there, it was a song out years ago saying, we started from the bottom, but we're here. Alabama education system been at the bottom for how many years now?
I mean, 20, 30, 40,
all of them.
Okay, that's where I am right now. Okay, take that. All right. So 30 years ago, Alabama was at the bottom. 20 years ago, they was at the bottom. Okay. So all of a sudden, when you're still at the bottom, you complain about the woke, critical race theory, all these problems. But you've been at the bottom all these years during this time. Why? You can take the charter schools, you can take school of choice. All the new talk out here nowadays, all this woke talk, I'm going to use y'all phrase, woke talk. All this woke talk about the education system. But Alabama, you always been last. So with the inclusive of the charter schools, the so-called charter schools, you still at the bottom. You still going to be at the bottom. All right, I'm going to move on from that.
I do have a comment to that. 20 years ago or 22 years ago, before they implemented Common Core, Alabama had moved up to 25th in reading and 28th or 30th in math. So we have not always been at the bottom because of the AMSTI program and the reading program that was implemented in 2009. We had been climbing the ladder until in 2012 they implemented in Common Core, and we're going, and from that point on it was back down to the bottom. So I will have to correct the thought that we have always been last, because we haven't.
A while, and we slid back down the ladder. Ladder got old and broke, and they fell back down. Or something. What's up?
That's right.
But anyway, go ahead.
You know, when you take away excellence, which we no longer have, we have common. When you take away learning how to read and inject sex ed, social justice, that's a problem.
These things in the state of Alabama. What government parties in the White House right now, in the state capitol right now, making any rules for us in education?
And totally agree with you. It's just like when President Trump was elected president the first time. First thing he said was, I'm going to go in and I'm going to fix education. But he didn't get rid of the Department of Education. The Department of Education pays big bucks to every single state in the union to do what they're told, and every state in the union does what the federal government pays them to do. So everything that's coming into Alabama is predicated on federal dollars. And we had $8.2 billion this year and seven-something last year. And a lot of that is spent on federal programs that we, the people of Alabama, don't want, don't like, and are doing nothing but destroying our children. So until we take away, A, the federal dollars that there are strings attached to, and B, get rid of the state school board, the state superintendent, and those bureaucrats in the missing persons building in Montgomery that continue to press this on the teachers, and a lot of the teachers don't like it, don't want it, and 50% retired from now, from 2012 to now, the education in Alabama won't get any better. We must get a parental rights bill so that the parents can go in and demand excellence in their schools. Right now, they're allowed to have no voice or very little voice. In fact, the other day in the state school board meeting, they passed Amplify for books and curriculum. It is a total piece of garbage. It has all sorts of nasty words, ideas, immorality, anything you can think of is in those books. That's what we have to do in order to get. And then we have to address, and I don't know if the school system or whomever, we have to address fatherless children. Somewhere along the line, it became okay because the federal government was paying for children that didn't have a father a whole lot more money than paying for families who were having financial problems. The more children you have, the more money you get. Therein again was the whole plan to destroy the family, and that was one of the pegs that they did it with. So I agree with you.
But the thing is, schools are operated nationally. That's going to tongue slipping. I can't get my words out just right. anyway, the education started from the White House. So each state has their own, you know, educational system, but the state of Alabama has to follow the federal guidelines on education as far as this and that and all that. So
that's because they take federal dollars. If they didn't take those federal dollars, they could do whatever they wanted to do themselves and not have to follow those stupid rules.
Well, this Republican Party went in there within the last couple of years and attacked certain things. They, instead of attacking discipline and all that, they went in, did them with this critical race theory, taking all that out of schools and all that. See, they take time to do the things that they want to take care of in regards to our schools, okay? But other point I wanted to make right quick, you mentioned something last week, you or your other co-person on this station with your, about the chip, this chip thing that the legislature's not sure what they want to do about it. Could you comment on that a little bit so I can kind of make
tell
a point
me a
about
little
that?
Bit, it was about a chip. Oh, you know what? Can you hold on?
The microchip. Ah, yes. We can talk about the microchip.
We'll be right back.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
It's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, roses, hanging baskets, and more. And get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, ferns, and boxwoods. 50% off select outdoor pottery. And 40% off select outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. Spring Open House, Monday, March 27th through Saturday, April 1st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
The Tears family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Spring is here. It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe cleaning the old-fashioned way. Callan and her crew at Southern Bells bring all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook, Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Buying a package deal can mean you get more for your money. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. We create packages that pair the strength of Kubota equipment with implements that fit your needs, not implements you don't need or won't use. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Hi, everybody. We're going to dry out for at least 2 or 3 more days before the next storm system arrives. Today, kind of cool for late March with a high and only in the upper 60s. At least some partial sunshine today. Mainly clear tonight, chilly. Overnight low 43. Tomorrow is a very nice day. Sunshine, comfortable, warmer, high 77. We're back to the mid-80s on Friday. We'll be dry during the day Friday, but another round of potentially strong storms in the overnight hours Friday night into early Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Be told you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve. Yeah.
Did anybody not watch that show?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's
Sky, like, that's the one thing we haven't talked about yet is, did you watch that show? Because wasn't it Sunday night?
The Duke Boys. Yeah.
Was it Friday night or Sunday night?
It was Friday night.
Was it Friday night? And, you know, like, I couldn't wait to see what kind of antics Boss Hogg was up to.
Oh, sure.
You know, like, what a...
And of course, that's where we got the phrase Daisy Duke. So, yeah, I tuned in every now and then for that.
Yeah, but you got to have those legs to go along with it.
Boy, those were pretty legs. Even as a little girl, I was like, wow.
And they went on forever, too.
It did.
And they had that car. They had that car. What's the name of it again? I can't quite remember. Let's see.
The General Lee.
There it is.
The General Lee. So Flower Child has patiently waited, and we cannot wait to talk to you. Flower Child, how are you today?
I'm well, and you?
I'm really well, thank you.
I think COVID's exposed a lot of professions. I blame the universities for producing teachers that aren't qualified. I think there should be more restrictions on who is admitted to the College of Education. That's my opinion. And not everybody is, and all these, I'm just saying, I'm not accusing every teacher or every doctor or every hospital of something, but it also put a spotlight on our health care. COVID did, and what lengths doctors would go to just for the dollar bill, and they wouldn't allow second opinions, or in the hospitals, when you get paid more for to come up with a COVID diagnosis, and to me, they sold their souls for the dollar bill, and now it's gotten to the point where Medicare people, they're reimbursing them so little that you can't even, a Medicare eligible person can't even find a new doctor. Because they're not accepting in them. And the one thing that I wanted to bring up, I don't think anybody's talked about, I was extremely disappointed in the ministers and preachers taking federal government money. Do you have an opinion on that?
Absolutely. You've brought up so many good things. I agree with you 100%. COVID exposed so much. It not only exposed what our kids were learning in the classroom because parents could hear on Zoom what kind of nonsense and shenanigans were happening in the classroom. And I'm with you. I am not accusing every teacher, every healthcare provider. I am married to one. I'm not. But we have a problem, and COVID exposed it. And for people like my husband who saw the truth, knew the truth, and did what was right, it was very, almost nearly impossible for them to stand up quietly or vocally, however they chose, to tell the truth to their patients because they were in danger and still are of having their license pulled, mm-hmm. of having their livelihood taken away, still punished by the powers that be for daring to speak out against the narrative. And then we have pastors who took money from the federal government, who took their talking points from people like Rick Warren, who was tied in with Fauci and Francis Collins. And we still haven't heard enough from them on the other side. We recognize that for a little bit of time, we were flying blind. But then when we began to open our eyes and see what was really happening, and for some people they knew immediately, others took a few weeks, others took months, and still you have people that are masked up, gloved up, as if it were 2019 and we have no idea what we're doing. But on the pastor front, taking the money and taking the talking points, tremendous harm was done to the church, not only by not meeting and being shut down, but also by not coming back out and saying, we were wrong. I haven't heard many pastors say that, and I love, and I'm not accusing all pastors. I am not, because we have several in our family that we simply adore. But too many were willing to sell their congregation down the river because Rick Warren said, this is what you guys need to say. And that was completely unacceptable, and we're still living with the repercussions today. Do you think?
Oh, yes. I'm really livid that none of them, I mean, very few stood up. And but see, the federal government, when you do live off of the federal teat, then you're beholden to them. And when the few that tried to stand up and have church service, they were arrested, especially in blue states like California, et cetera. Wouldn't even let you meet in the parking lot. That needs to send, if you... If your eyes can't be opened that the federal government is going to shut you down because you want to hear the Lord's word, and they're not going to let you do it. I mean, something's wrong if you can't see what they're trying to do to you, in my
opinion.
That's
right. That's exactly right.
And, you know, the only people, I think, that were that the true, I mean, not just the only people, but one of the heroes of this whole thing was the nurses and the med techs and all the support, hospital support personnel that stayed on the front line. And then everybody else ran for the hills and said, that, oh, we can only do things by Zoom. It just exposed them for how much they really, truly care.
This is Ann, and I really, truly hope that this experience has taught the American people and that everything that was done during COVID was totally against the Constitution, God-given personal rights, not rights by, given by the government, but God-given personal rights, and that it will never, ever happen again. But I have a story. I'm going to have a little bit of eye surgery in a month. So I called my family doctor, and I said I had to have this history and physical filled out and an EKG. And she said, okay, well, we can set you up, blah, blah, blah. And don't forget to bring your mask. I said, excuse me, I didn't wear a mask then. I'm not wearing a mask now. So I canceled that appointment, and I called another doctor that is one of the concerned doctors. If you don't know anything about them, you need to look it up. And they said, just come in whenever you need to, because it has to be done within 30 days of the surgery. And we'll set you up a new primary doctor, and we'll do everything you need. And no, you don't have to wear a mask. Until we start standing up and saying no, until parents start standing up and saying, telling the schools, no, you're not doing that. I had Eric Mackey, the state superintendent, tell me they lost 25% of students after COVID that did not return to public schools. So when we start doing things like that, then they'll start paying attention. But apathy and acceptance has been our problem. We have accepted that government completely shut down this country unconstitutionally. They had no authority to do what they did, but we allowed it.
We're so selective. You know, if it was a big store like Costco, a Walmart, you could go. But if it was a little bitty independent person, small business, they were shut down. I mean, open your eyes, people. You have to see what the government is trying to do to you and what rights they're trying to take away from you. And you just don't need to be sheep. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
I am not a sheeple, let me tell you. I get up every morning and put on the full armor of God and pick up my sword. That's what I do.
Well, thank you for the call. You know, she's right. It is eye-opening. And the question is, can we keep our eyes open? You know, and as much as we say we're not sheep, there's a little bit of me that remembers that the word calls us sheep because we forget. And the only way not to forget is to daily remember that we are forgetful and to remain vigilant about what happened. And exactly what you said, to say no at every turn when our rights are infringed upon. We can be kind, but we can also be firm. No more. Never again. We'll be right back. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
Hot there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rate, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
Pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Your Montgomery Regional Airport, MGM, now offers a direct, nonstop American Airlines flight from Montgomery to our nation's capital. The evening departure allows you to experience an eclectic dining scene just as the American D.C. backdrop. Whether you go for the museums, monuments, or restaurants, MGM wants you to rethink your limits and fly local first. Visit FlyMGM.com for Washington, D.C. departures and arrival times. Rethink your limits. Fly MGM. Fly local first.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome into Alabama Unfiltered Radio. This is Amy Beth Shaver. I'm joined today with Ann Eubank, the very wise, erudite, know all the things. Ann, we're going to talk in detail about Agenda 2020, 2030 and where we are. She's going to share some of the info from Amplify. You really do not want to miss what she's about to share because our state school board approved it. That's kind of something that you may or may not want to have kids in the car. I'm just saying. I'm just giving you a heads up. But first, let's go to the phones. Thunder, thank you for waiting. How are you today?
I am doing very well. Thank you very much for having Miss Ann Eubank. Ma'am, you are a warrior.
Thank you.
When I equate you and what so many other women warriors have done in our history, and men, they just stop and remember, and just because they were men warriors, they were women warriors too. And a lot of the times, the women warriors were left behind from the battlefield so that they could take care of the young ones growing up, so that they could teach them how to be warriors as well. And you, lady, are a warrior.
I think we call ourselves the Deborahs. That's what Tim James used to call the ladies on his campaign, because we were the ones doing the heavy lifting. You know, the guys get paid to do whatever it is they do, but the Deborahs really came after it. So, yeah. But I appreciate you thinking of me and as a warrior.
But the warriors stood up and defended. And you stand and you defend. There's a big difference, brother. So I look at you as a warrior. You brought up an interesting aspect of the Hunger Games, and so many people have never read this. I invite Duke to read this. I invite everybody else out there to read it. Yes, it is fiction. It is a work of imagination. And I don't know what tweaked that woman's imagination to sit and write these books, but it is so much like we can almost look at what's going on in our country today and turn around and look at that book and say, oh my goodness, who had the foresight to think of that book? I'd love to be able to sit and discuss that with her at some time or another. But
I read an article where she said she actually read Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 from the United Nations, and that's actually where the idea came from for her to write Hunger Games.
Well, I tell you what, it is as profound a text as anybody would want to come across. That is fact. That was not why I called. When I look at what so many people are doing today in this Agenda 21 crap, people... Excuse my dog.
Dogs agree.
They totally agree.
It really is.
They're good watchers.
I have one of those. His name is Max.
Well, I won't pick my names out because one of them is my service dog and she has to be kept protected. I look at what so much of what is happening in this country today and I worry for our children. We need warriors because our teachers are not teaching our children. They are teaching through a test. You were also talking earlier about the Board of Education. We no longer teach our children to think. We no longer teach our children to have discernment. We teach them to take the test. And that's all they teach, is the test. My son has a 95 to 98% retention. It was absolutely horrible for him in school because he never had to learn. All he had to do is sit there, read it once, and he knew it. All of a sudden, when he got to college, the Marine Corps kicked his butt. But because he learned to learn at home, because he learned to think for himself at home, he didn't have as many problems as other kids do. But until we teach our children to think for themselves, until we teach them to stand up and have pride in what they personally do, we will have a bunch of kids who will follow behind the leader.
Well said, Thunder. Thank you for calling. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be right back.